Today, we want to talk about police brutality. Today, I'm going to ask, some questions. Daquan, did you think that what the cop did was okay for what he did to that little kid?
I don't think what that cop did to the little kid is right. You shouldn't shoot a kid if you don't know what he's doing, and if he's not doing nothing wrong, you shouldn't shoot him or automatically assume that he's doing something wrong if he's, walking on the street.
But do you think the people did after they heard about it in the streets, vandalizing and everything, do you think that was okay?
I do not think that was okay. They could have settled that in a different manner. But I get the mom and the dad's reason, because that was their, I think, only son. And they care about him because that's their only son. And if the person who shot him out there is listening, you should care about other people's children and how the parents will feel about it.
I think even parents shouldn't do that. That's just acting like an animal. But what do you think, Robert?
Well, first, it's not just acting like an animal, it's what they feel. If someone that you knew and loved for your whole entire life would die, you wouldn't be the same person that you were when they were around. You would act differently. But even though they did that, I can know what their hurt and pain of that little child's death. Even though it wasn't right to vandalize and do that, it was heartbreaking for the community. So that's why the community did it too, because they probably knew the boy and everything.
Ian, do you think it's right to chokehold somebody until they pass out or die?
No, it's not right at all, because why they did that was just brutal for everybody probably to watch. But otherwise, I just think the cop was doing that just to be a jerk. Just because they're an authority doesn't mean they can do anything they want, skip traffic lights and bump into people's cars. Just because they're higher than the citizens doesn't mean they can do anything they want, choke holding a man. That wasn't right.
What the cop did to the man was really wrong. No one should do that. Just for selling cigarettes, that's just not right. If anything, they should have handled him in a better manner, because I saw the video of how they choked him and stuff. It wasn't right.
Well, I think that cop might have been suspended, because that is illegal to chokehold somebody, because they did a little test, because they chokeholded a little dummy and they had a little pressure sensor. And when the dude was choking him, it went red, and that was too much. And the dummy, neck said red, and the dummy died. And if that was a real person, he would have really died. So I don't really think that cops should chokehold people just for selling some cigarettes. If I was a cop, I would have tried to handle that. Can you please stop, or either cuffed him, not chokeholded him. The other two cops were trying to do their job. And the other one who came out of nowhere, the off-duty cop, he was out of his jurisdiction and he was off duty. So I don't really think that was right.
Who heard about that cop beating down that girl in Africa?
Yeah, I heard about that. And it's messed up because her daughter was watching.
When I watched it, I felt bad why they did that. She was just trying to get past them to get to her food and her garden and stuff for her family. And the daughter was ahead of her. She just tried to get past, and she was trying to get past the guards so she can get her daughter. And then after that, she got beaten down by the cops.
And another story was about this girl. She got beaten up too because street curfew and stuff like that. They bruised her face and everything. The story goes, she was going to a party and stuff, and the cops stopped her. They wanted her to go home. And then she got a little smart and stuff and said no, but the police took it to another level and started to physically handle her and beat her.
I don't think y'all seen this, but it was on Facebook. This guy with his girlfriend or sister, they were walking somewhere, and the cops start stopping them near a bus stop, and they just kept on going. And the black guy was leaning on the little window, and the cop came out of nowhere and punched him and kept on punching him while the girl was trying to help him. The other cops were holding her back, and that's the reason that cops don't do the right thing as they're supposed to. The guy was just trying to walk to a store or the bus stop, and they just came out of nowhere and start punching him. That makes no sense.
Well, and I think that, like, you're the cop and all, you serve the town and everything, but that doesn't mean you're Superman and you can do anything you want. That doesn't mean that just because somebody does a slight thing or not even does anything wrong, you don't like it, so you blatantly hit them and beat them. That's not okay. Even if they were to have been doing something wrong, you shouldn't just sit there and, like, have other cops pull somebody back while they're getting beat up by another cop. And then sometimes they wonder why African-American people really don't like them that much. That's because they just beat us down for no reason. Just because we're a different color means that we're not like them.
Also, police people, they're stepping out of line when they're trying to physically hurt people for a small reason. They're supposed to be protecting people, but they're hurting people for what reason? I also want to say, if you were to be that person being beaten by a police officer like you, why would you want to hurt physically the person? That's just evil and wrong.
Yeah, and my cousin died over that stuff. He was trying to protect my aunt, and a cop shot him in the chest, and he died. He was just trying to protect my aunt, and that's messed up.